pass it.
God, we thank you for the day. We thank you for this time to come together and just discuss the needs of the school district. We thank you for the responsibility of it. We thank you for the staff and teachers, administrators here at the Zephyr ISD. We pray that you would just bless them and bless the kids, keep them safe, help us to finish up this school year strong. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. Comments, consider the approval for the minutes of the regular school board meeting held on February the 19th.
Really?
I think we've just always overlooked it. It didn't change the substance of the minutes.
Right.
It wasn't good in number one. So I fixed it.
Second by Tori to approve the minutes as presented. All those in favor? Mm-hmm. All those opposed? All right. Pay bills.
We had one void this month. That was good.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What's the void number?
It's 011.
To work.
I'm sorry.
011655.
Ooh.
What's up, guys? I can't even.
Trying to send Angelo. They'll bring like our scrub pads for our scrubber, a lot of our chemicals. Like for cleaning their mop buckets and stuff. They put dispensers up where you can just push a button and it puts it in there, and then it puts the water in at the same time, so you don't have to mix anything. It just mixes it all at the same time.
Okay, cool.
Miss Smith, are you going?
Who?
Miss Smith?
No, she's going to leave at the end of the summer.
Oh, okay.
The first check on here was Cole Worthy. He was the one, he graduated here a few years ago. Mm-hmm. He does a good job.
What do you do for us?
We had two doors in the egg shop that were bad, and he took those out and put new ones in, and then there was two.
For the metal wood frame?
Wood.
Wood frame?
Yeah. But then he took, there was two of those doors back when we had the old football field where we would have the bathrooms, you could come in to use the bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we padlocked them, and that guy said on our audit, our security audit, to get rid of that because people would get confused if there was a fire, think they could get out, couldn't. So he came in, he just walled those over. Put in beadboard and wall, 2x4s, and studded them out. And he did two doors and filled in two holes for $700. He's pretty, he does a good job. Real meticulous.
Okay.
He replaced the doors over here on the old art room, front and back, one time. So, super reasonable. But does a good job.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fixing to get him to come do some sheetrock work for us in that new weight room thing where we took it out so we could put washers and dryers in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get him to fix all that up.
Who's this now? What's
it? Cole Worthy. He lives out there right across from Rigger on 590.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's a good, real. He does a good job.
He's still living in the same house. His dad abandoned him in, basically.
Yeah, but he's trying to. He's building a house behind it.
Yeah, I saw they got that all cleared out.
So he kind of cleared it out, and he's fixing to put him a little pad out there, and he's going to build a pier and beam house right behind it. But he's working for Dalton Fowler's father-in-law, John Droesch, building houses.
Yeah.
And then when they slow down, he does some side jobs.
I see.
So usually when he slows down, he's like, hey, I said, holler back at me. I always got something I need to do.
Heck yeah. I got something he can do, too.
But he's good.
Okay.
All right.
I'll make a motion with that one void.
Yeah, motion made by John, second by Tori, to approve paying bills starting with check number 1116. Through 11658 with one void of 11655. All those in favor? All opposed? All right. Consider senior trip. Nothing.
We'll postpone it till April. They're going to talk about it and they'll go in May.
All right. Consider transfers from 25-26 school year.
Nothing new right now.
Nothing new. All right. Consider board report.
The board report looks good. We're not over in any expenditures. There was one thing, I think $599, our bond stuff. We've actually taken in more money than I predicted we would take in. So it may be something this summer we can look at. I'm not saying you're going to be able to drop it 5, 10, 15 pennies, but you might be able to drop a few pennies on it this summer. We're over maybe $20,000. A couple pennies might make a difference. So it's always good when you can do that for everybody. But other than that, I mean, expenses and revenue-wise, it looks really good.
Motion made by April and a second by Reed to approve the board report as presented. All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion carried. I forgot I'm supposed to start saying this. We've got a yeas and nays.
Well, as long as you say the motion carried unanimous, you're good.
Okay. Consider dates for the summer conferences.
So on this thing, I got two different things stapled together here. Your first option on the first, this was the one in Fredericksburg, July 20th and 21st. And then the second page is kind of like what we do in the fall, but it's a summer version of it, the TASB conference, and it's in San Antonio, June 10th through the 13th, or Fort Worth, June 17th through the 20th. And I don't really have a preference on any of them either way. But
the San Antonio and Fort Worth one is
like the big one.
The big one we always go to?
The big one. The problem is this year where the big one is where we're probably going to put our fall fest because we're open for football, so I'm really not putting that option.
Plus, it's in Houston too, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I've known some boards that have gone to the one in Fort Worth, and I've known some that go to San Antonio, and they like them. It would kind of be a change up from Fredericksburg, which is my opinion, but I don't care either way y'all want to do it. I can't make that one.
Which one?
There's two. There's
yep,
two.
Either one.
Either one?
Either one of them.
Summer camp's right in there.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
BBS and summer
camp. Okay, so it sounds like July the 20th or 21st might be better for a couple of people.
I mean, it's better for me. I'm not saying the whole board should just decide because I can't go. If y'all want to go, that one go.
Yeah.
And all I know is I don't want to go to Houston.
Yeah.
Other than that.
I ain't got no business in San Antonio either. I can stand for it.
Probably not.
It's kind of rough.
Yeah.
When do we have to know by?
San Antonio.
Well, the
we so. There for that deal with Madison over the summer.
If I were you, I'd take
scared
this with
you. Was still cold. Everything else went down in the hotels that actually off the truck.
Okay.
Mike, go ahead and get.
Stay fresh.
Buddy, can you book rooms?
That's the deal. You're not safe anywhere if we don't people go. That work at some of these places are in
rooms like
stuff.
We did last year.
They still have flatbed trucks.
They were
I didn't have any of these.
Oh, yeah, that was a nice
Holiday Inn Express right down the road.
His insurance didn't cover hardly any of it. He's a directional board driver. Stole his truck, stole his stuff out of his truck, threw his back seat away, and went back and forth to Laredo. I don't remember how many trips they had this thing tracked down, but they were hauling people.
Even though
they just ditched it after like 2 weeks, they went all the other same job. Parked it right in front of the hotel.
But if y'all preferred,
I'd just take it home, park it at spouse's.
Take it up. No space.
We had planned our vacation to Virginia this year. We thought we were going in August, but for a wedding, but that wedding's not happening this year, so
yeah.
We might be going. I don't know. We gotta look at the summer vacation.
Well, if y'all take this, John, and you try to remember if I can remember to send y'all a text, saying, hey, remember to check on your dates, or send it an email or something. So check on your dates again.
Okay.
Because you already know Reed can't. He can't go on.
Reed and
those two.
April.
I'm just not sure when we're leaving and getting back.
Yeah.
We're not going to be gone very long. But now he wants to drive. And I don't want to. It's a long way.
How long is that?
36 hours.
To where?
To Oregon. To
oh my goodness.
Redmond.
Whew.
We're scattering Pat's grandmother's ashes. Having her memorial finally. It's taking a while.
We're flying home this time because we lose so much time when we do drive home.
That's what I'm saying. You lose 2 days. And driving there, we'll probably lose a little more than that unless the boys end up going to help drive.
And gas prices.
And that's two hard days.
No.
Yeah, that's
36 hours? Yeah, it's more than
36. It's a long drive. Usually I just drive first and drive as far as I can go. I made it Cheyenne, Wyoming last time.
Whew.
I just drive as far as I can drive, and then I'm like, okay, I'm done. Rest of it's you.
Tag them out.
If we're going somewhere driving as a board, she driving.
Right. She'll get us there because we're not going that far.
I just drive overnight and just stop and get fuel that way. Everybody's asleep. Nobody's bugging me.
So we can just postpone it.
We'd all be in the
bathroom. Yeah, nowadays I don't know if I can do that. The boys are little. Right.
Okay, so we're going to postpone the summer conferences until a later date.
Yeah.
All right. Consider update to signature card for the bank accounts.
So we got to take four names off: Audie Pinson Jr., Richard Simpson, Edmund Wayne, Horace Baker, and then add.
Jeez Louise.
I don't even know. Oh,
those are forever.
Yes, they are.
As long as I get two when we sign the checks, it's all
right. Yeah, it's on the dining room table.
Is that Pinson?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Audie Pinson Jr. I don't know who it is.
Is it the Junior Pinson's
Richard
son?
Richard who?
No.
Richard Ricky Simpson.
I don't think so.
Richard Simpson.
Edmund Wayne.
And Joyce Baker.
I don't know them either.
All three of them were on about 5 years before I started the first time.
Oh, really? She's like, these four are on there. I'm like, well, those four can come off. So.
I don't.
As long as it's in minutes, which I put those names in the minutes so you would know which names I just read off.
You had two steps in.
Then you're good.
Brian. I don't think you had Brian on here.
Brian.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. All right, I'll make a motion. We take those names off, and are we adding any, or do we have
we're
to
adding,
add?
We're going to add the board.
The whole board? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you have to, but
might as well.
We will, and that way, if any of y'all ever had a question you want to call the bank, you can have access to it and ask any questions.
Okay, so I got a motion made by John and a second by April to do the updates for the signature cards of the banks as presented. All those in favor, all those opposed, carried unanimously. Thank you very much. House Bill 3 goals.
These are some of the goals they said we needed to go over as a board and update. So I went through our TAPR, Texas Academic Performance Reporting. Tried to get some baselines in there on what we had and try to give us some options on how much we would increase or what we would do. You can show it to teachers, and you can show it to the students, you can show it to the parents. My opinion on it is they're going to work as hard as they're going to work, whether I show them these things or not. This is something internally we can look at and hope that we get there, but I feel like I got a staff right now that's working as hard as they can work, doing a good job, and wherever I get with it is where I'm just going to get. I think when you start bringing it up too much with kids and stuff, you put too much pressure, it becomes an anxiety issue. Yeah, it becomes a reverse. So something I feel like we can look at, but and then where you have the NAs on here not applicable, that's just because on a deal, if you don't have at least 10 of those students in that category, they don't even rate it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the only thing you're really going to have is the white population going up at a disadvantage, especially that. I mean, the rest of them really don't apply to us, and so.
Speaking of the Indian thing, do we still have the kid that had the ponytail and all that stuff? On? I seen that kid at the gym the other day.
Oh.
Big old earrings.
I mean, it kind of is what it is. I mean, it's a good thing for you to look at, I think, as a board and goals and set stuff and say, hey, how are we progressing? But this would probably be something good when I bring that performance rating and show you how we did on the STAR test. We'd probably look at these and just see how they compare across. I like the STAR test thing better than even this because it always shows, even if you're looking at 25, it shows what you did in 24.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see if you're growing or not. And right now, I think you've got good teachers teaching. You've got, as far as remediation in elementary, Ms. Watkins is about as good as they get. And then Ms. Tunnel's been doing a good job trying to keep up with our benchmarks and progress and where we're at. The only thing I think we could probably improve on from Kasman's perspective would be trying to communicate all the assessments we do to the teachers and say, hey, here's where your kids are. You know, been trying to find that time where we can say, here's where we're at mid-year, and we give it to them, but sometimes I think we might need to go maybe a little more over it with them. But again, how does it really change when you're working as hard as you work with a kid? I don't think you have anybody right now that you've got to really push them with a hot shot to make them work harder. They're all working too hard. So I'm pretty pleased with where they're at. But reading goals were fine. The math has been a little low. That's why we put in that other the blue bonnet stuff. Mm-hmm. That teachers have said they like this. Coach Walls has been communicating with them well on it, going over the data, looking at it. Him and his Frank and all that. They feel like they're closing the gap. So, don't you feel like it's good?
Yeah, it's for sure something that we've needed. You can tell that everybody's on the right curriculum, and it's not just, you know, grabbing different pieces.
And I think in the last board training where they talked about how many errors there were in it, I got an email the day before, and it was talking about all the errors they had talked about they were going to correct, and this summer all the print models coming out are going to have a lot of the corrections in them. Will they take all the corrections? Probably not, but they're going to get a good majority of them fixed. A lot of them are in ELA, which is what we're going to try to implement next year in K-5. So,
are they errors that teachers see, like as they're self-correcting in the classroom?
It's kind of like when we were observing that one day, and I think it was in Ms. Frank's room, and that one little boy's like, hey, can you do it this way? I don't think that's right. And she's like, you're right, that is. You know?
Yeah.
And so the kid caught it, and then they fixed it and went on. Mm-hmm. So Ms. Frank is a veteran teacher, and I trust what she says, and she says she likes it. She says, I don't think I'm going to get all the way through it. But, I mean, as a teacher, I don't know that you ever get through every chapter and every book every year. I think it's an unrealistic goal. If there's 36 chapters, I think you're going to get through 36 weeks and do it. Because by the time you figure in early releases, four bad weather days off, pep rallies, I mean, you're just not going to get it. So it's just not in a perfect world. It would happen, but probably not. So I think it's going good. There's some progress going to hit. Hopefully, I think the one I would pay more attention to if I were y'all would be the math part. I think we need to pick up there, but anyway, we're shooting for it.
And how did we come up with these percentages per year? Did we come up with a goal for 4 or 5 years down the road and then just kind of break them up?
Yeah, that's kind of what I did. I was like, what do I want my end goal to be? And then I said, okay, it's going to be about 7% here, 6% here, and just kind of slowly, gradually. I mean, I'd like to go from 40 to 65.
Right.
And just hold it. And like the last page was the CCMR, College Career Military Readiness. That was where kids take dual credit, different things, and you can get points for them, and you actually get money. And so we're trying to get that to where it's 100% because you want all your kids to graduate with that kind of credential. And so with Coach Fisher doing the on-ramps now, which is through UT to get the college credit for some of the kids that probably wouldn't take normal dual credit, I think we can get to that 100%.
Do they have a list of somewhere of the classes you can use on that CC?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We took a training on it. Year two ago, probably.
There's a couple of those that are on ramps you can do. I just picked the one. Remember, what was it, audio visual or something?
Yeah,
because Fisher was doing that, and you could tag it as a CTE course, which helps. Well, like today, I was looking at our funding. We're predicted to get 2.5 million, I think, and we're predicted to get 2.4. We lost 100 grand. I was like, where did we lose 100 grand? We lost it in CTE. But the reason you're losing it in CTE is because you got so many kids taking dual credit English, dual credit history, dual credit, and they take them out of the CTE classes, ag, computers, home ec, so they can take dual credit, and so then you don't get the funding. It helps the kid, but you lose a little funding, but I think in the long run,
it helps the kid if they go to college.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And what is our percentage? That's what I'd like to know at the end of every year.
Percentage that actually go to college?
That actually go to college and complete one full year afterward. So it would be an after-action type report.
Because that would be more like what they're doing to do CCMR. I agree with you. It's more, are you really college ready? Like, did you actually finish it?
Right.
Or did you just check the boxes in high school and says you're college ready, but you didn't finish it?
Because, I mean, the numbers of kids that start college and the numbers of that finish their first year is drastically different.
I got one working for me, and I just asked him, I said, let me guess all the way through, because once you go up Brownwood, I said, did you not do any of those classes up there? Like, they have some pretty good stuff available.
Yeah, they do.
He said, no. I said, you were told you need to get ready for college, right? Because he did go to college for a minute, and it did not pan out.
Yeah.
And there's so many different things, like even what Jacob King did, doing the
radiology.
Yeah, and it was like a year or two, and he was done, and you got to do some stuff, and it wasn't your traditional college stuff, but it was a good path, and I think there's a lot of different paths if we find some of those for different kids, you know.
Rusty.
Didn't Taylor Miller do the same thing?
Mm-hmm. But even like across
yeah,
the street,
Rusty,
even Tori, they'd rather just have a guy come in and not even go to the STC and just come over here and start working and become a journeyman and then work your way up.
Right.
Because Nick says the same thing Tori said. If you go to get the STC work and then you can work in the life and then retrain you because what they teach you is not practical in the real world.
He didn't even know college for that.
It's educational world, not real world.
Yeah. They're going to take 5 steps, and they're going to take 3 or different pool or whatever it is.
Because time's money.
Jim Clark's the same thing.
Radiology certification.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. I actually told him one time I was thinking about going to TCC and getting my air conditioning certification for when I retire. He said, you do that, I ain't
earning. Last name Vance.
Jesus.
He did that, too. I think they did it.
Sounds like Jim.
Yep.
But he worked at Napa for a while.
Yeah. I don't think some guys need to do on-the-job training.
I wonder if employers like that, not only for that, but they also don't have to pay you as much if you don't have some type of certification while you're doing OJT.
I think it's a win-win because, A, you're not paying $40,000 for something that's not going to, and you might be making a smaller amount of money, but you're not paying the initial $40,000.
Right.
And then in 2 years, you go start taking this test and this test. Next thing you know, you're mastering. You can go do what you want. But I think it's a, we're talking about the difference between TSTC and just doing on-the-job training. Sometimes it's just better just do on-the-job.
Very few things at that school that are worth spending money on. Like and some of the welding stuff, if you're going to go into like
pipeline welding?
Not even that. No, like the medical field stuff, like doing the working on the prosthetic stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably a piece of paper deal for them.
They have,
you still have to apprentice under somebody. Well, that's just the way that works.
You know, they had a new building down there that was pretty neat. Madison then went in there when I went in there, and it had they were doing coffees and stuff in there, so we went in. But it was more like what he's talking about. It was little biotechnology type stuff for hospitals where you were fixing tools and things that they were going to use in a hospital. That probably would be beneficial.
Yeah. Prosthetics is the big one. Like that's the one you can really get into.
But Nick, and I told him, I said, Nick, right across the street, plumbing said the same thing. Like,
work for a plumber.
Become a journeyman, same thing with electrician.
Every one of them that I've ever seen do the bodywork stuff was messed up when you just, they're in debt and you got to just start teaching them what you want them to do. It's nuts.
Yeah.
Well, I think too, the vocational world is going to grow tremendously because of the sheer fact of the cost of college, you know, on a 4-year degree or anything like that. That's unless you just really dead set on being an attorney or something like that, you know.
I wonder what all, so CTTC is putting in all this fiber and pretty, and you know, these guys are all splicing all this fiber in town. What does it take to become a guy that splices the fiber? They train
you. You got to go get certified, basically, like I did. And it's just you've got different kinds of mechanisms to splice the fiber. And at one point in time, that was a real lucrative
field. I think the repair guys are the ones that really get paid on that, aren't they?
Do what?
The actual repair guys, like if somebody tears through one with a gripper or something, the dudes that go out there with a little wagon and all
yes.
that.
Yeah.
I think they are actually like welding that stuff together. With
they're melting
tubes.
It. It melts.
I think that's what
glass.
These guys in printing are doing, because they got
you
that
put
little
the two
wagon
together.
Yeah.
The truck.
And you hit it with a super hot light, and it just melts it together, just like brand new.
But all those fibers are so teeny tiny.
Oh, yeah. It's something else.
Don't they put them like in a little
It's like a hair, but it's glass. So you can imagine doing glass that's the size of a hair.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
It's crazy how much tension they can put that. They stretched one for us up in Brownwood. That thing's coming catty corner across that street from like over there by that car wash over to that corner. Yeah.
That's a really tight too. At one point in time, that was a very lucrative growing business, but it's kind of fallen in the hole now because I don't know. There's a lot of people that do it, and there's a few of the ones that do, like the Midnight Riders. You know, when stuff comes up because you've lost a hospital or something like that. Yeah.
That's what one of these kids was doing.
One of those machines at one time when it first started, the machine itself was $30K just to be able to do that. Mm. So, but. And the fiber, it depends on the different levels of fiber it is and how many strands there is and everything else. So.
Mm. Yeah, I saw the guys in Pretty the other day doing that. I was wondering what kind of field, what kind of training you'd have to have on.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Rowdy McLean is doing it. Mm-hmm. I saw him the other day. I said, he came out of a CCTC truck, and I said, what are you doing? So, oh, I splice the fiber on. Really? Okay. Good deal. Good for you.
I know what he
did. Yeah, that's what he's doing. And he's got a little buggy behind him. You know, a little trailer behind him. And they're going out and around doing all this stuff. You know, like he was.
They were mulling Pretty because they were trying to work their way out. Yeah. But I mean, we've had free internet and Pretty at that house at Pretty for 6 months now because they said until we get the fiber, it's all free.
Yeah.
So.
That's not a bad little gig. If you're in the treasure, you know, if you're in the hole, it ain't too cool.
But just like the other stuff we were talking about, you don't really have to have, you might as well just go get on-job training.
Yep.
Get a certificate and go on.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It just depends.
Yeah, I'll tell you what y'all don't know. It's not something I've had any luck trying to, it's almost like you just kind of got to learn it. I haven't found a class to go to, but that remoting in and programming like modules and stuff. On a car.
Oh yeah.
That thing seems like it'd be a pretty good gig. Now, especially if you was.
How do you do it? What are you talking about?
So like you, like say if I have, so I've got a bunch of it over there, but some of it's just out of, what is it, Nissan. $5,000 a year to have access to their, their OEM programming and stuff. Like Ford, I'll do. That's like $1,800 a year. That's doable. You do enough Fords and Nissans, you don't want to do that. So I basically hook up a computer, hardwired in, use what they call a J-Bot. I hook all this stuff up and just, I get a guy to remote in through that setup that I got going there. And he comes in and programs it for me. But that's all that guy's doing, sitting somewhere at his house, probably got two or three of these rigs running at the same time.
Hmm.
And they can get, I don't know, I pay them $200 a pop all the time for off-the-wall stuff.
Hmm.
They're sitting there at the house.
So how'd you find this guy?
Some of the scanners and stuff that I have, it's like Autel scanners have a deal built in. It's you're working for Autel, but they're all subcontractors. I mean, Autel's probably getting $10 for letting them remote through their stuff or something like that, but. Because they'll negotiate on the prices. They're not set in stone. I mean, just offer them something different than that usually. But that would be pretty. Like, I've had a couple of computers I've been tinkering with. You do not ever want to try and do it with a touchscreen. I'd be going down the road, and if the air conditioner was blown or something, that thing would start going crazy. I don't know. Between them, I don't know. It'd start doing all kinds of stuff. I had to get rid of it.
Well, I figured because I'm stopping a bunch of people from the data center and
AI center.
Well, it's actually the I'm stopping some people from that, but I'm actually stopping a lot of people working at the solar farm in Coleman. Tons of welders, electricians.
We painted a truck. They tore up somebody backed over some my truck or something out there. We painted a lid for one of those,
really?
Those guys. Yeah,
they're all from the RGV. All from Rio Grande Valley. So, and they look like they're barely out of high school. Like, they had some kind of program.
Some schools put them out.
Yeah, some. I mean, and down there, they have their numbers at their schools are just unreal. I mean, so they have programs all over the place. But they have to be getting something in school because these kids are 1-2 years out of school, and they're up here working at the solar farm doing electrician work or something like that. You know?
That big subcontractor out there might be based out of that place or something like that.
He may.
I know Napa's doing a bunch of stuff with him. That's how we got tied up with him. But yeah, that remote programming thing, I've been trying to learn all of it I can because it'd be all right to do.
When you don't want to, yeah. When you don't want to work so hard.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's going to be more and more of this stuff. They're just going to keep getting. Mm-hmm. Nuts of the stuff we got to do now.
Well, it's just like too when I was with the state. Just because you had a college degree didn't make any points with me because there's the app, you know. Applying it to everything you're really doing in the real world or what we're talking about, you know, there's one guy I hired back in the 80s and he had a master's degree from SMU. He was a total cluster. I mean, a total cluster. He'd break down the mainframe, he'd do everything. And finally, we'd just get rid of him because, you know, he was overeducated and he wouldn't listen.
That's the problem with some of them that have been through one of those trade schools and then they go to work for somebody and
that's not the way you
do
it.
Also, not paying you owe them money. We're trying to pay you to do this stuff.
And I'm not saying anything. I'm not digging college. I'm not doing that. I'm just saying that there's places and times where things fit for it and things don't. You know
that job you told me about a while back. That's a pretty good paying job for.
Yeah, entry level, general transportation tech one.
Was it 56, 55K or
50?
Yeah.
Doing what? What is it?
Just learning road maintenance.
Huh.
And they'll put you through school to get your CDL.
Really? Learn how to lay dirt on the ground, huh?
That was starting ground zero, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's zero qualifications other than a driver's license, probably.
Driver's license, pass a drug test.
Pass a drug, yeah.
Hospital.
Well, the second one's a little hard, but... Yeah,
this generation. Show up to work. I mean,
well, the three of those come on now.
Yeah.
You're not even work.
That four letter word. Yeah. Work
for the right, kid, it'd be.
Oh, yeah. Well, you'd have to get them before they.
That's the thing about it. You gotta
decide they didn't like to work.
These kids don't understand that, you know, something like that's worth it, especially if you hang in there.
How would you like to be?
And the state takes a while, you know. The state had to bring it up, obviously, money wise. There wouldn't be anybody.
How would you like to have been invested up in web design right now and about to be getting put out of work by a damn computer that can do it in about 15 minutes?
Yeah. 10 times better in about 15 minutes, which you'd take 8 hours to do.
Yeah, this is
same thing with network design that
I
used to
do. I was at a class up in
really?
Yeah, same thing.
Dallas last year.
All the access and stuff like that, yeah.
And this guy put a... this is actually pretty interesting. The class was about a guy from a Toyota dealership with one of the worst, like, ranked service departments there is. They keep track of all this stuff. The big one down by Houston. And he'd hire just anybody. Car, you know, people, they kept hiring, have a little knowledge about a car and this and that. And what he was after was a service writer or an estimator or whatever. I don't know how he got. He was at a restaurant or something, and he saw some kid talking to people, just handling people at the tables. And he hired that kid. He's the best guy they got now, and he started using waiters for service drivers. And he's got a class kind of explaining how they got into all this stuff. But he fed a PDF into Google LM, I think it's called, one of those things. And that thing spit out a 12-minute. It was a 3-page PDF explaining all this stuff that he had put together for this class, and he just tried it. And it was a 12-minute, podcast it spit out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a man and a woman sitting there talking this thing out, explaining to each other. And, I mean, just, it's not like two people.
But it was all AI?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Explaining what he was about to try and explain to us.
Yeah. To teach him how to explain it to other people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He fed that PDF into that thing, and that's what it's... I guess it gives you the option to turn it into a podcast.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, making... adding in all this small talk and cutting it back and forth. And That's quite scary.
Well, that's kind of what Wyatt wants to get into. Graphic design type stuff, you know. But then Ron said that's a concern for them. Because AI is just like swallowing it up.
Yeah.
So. And Wyatt's pretty good at it.
No, he's good.
Yeah. For a kid that just taught himself how to do some stuff online, you know.
But. Dylan, that stuff's accelerating so fast,
it'd
be hard to try and get ahead of it and figure out what would be safe at this point.
What your niche is? Or what niche you could sell?
Well, it's like when you buy, kind of like when you buy a car and drive it off the lot and it drops $20,000. You buy a Chromebook now for the kids using class. And a year later, that thing's, or maybe a day later, that thing's way out of date. Mm-hmm. You know, it's already, but as soon as you buy it, it's already losing ground.
Mm-hmm.
And so Wade's deal is he's just going to buy 20 Chromebooks a year. And then maybe we can stay up with it. Because otherwise, you can't keep up. They're either going to break them or they're going to go out of date. Just like that.
Yep. Well, what, 3 years? Isn't that about max?
Yeah.
Max. Max.
Right.
Man, I've got a guy I used to do body work and stuff with, and he got into basically built belt buckles first. Now he's doing spurs and some other stuff. He quit the body shop deal and got doing one of them wind tower deals. So in his spare time, he started doing this. And he just built a shop in Abilene and everything. That's all he's doing now. He stays booked up.
Well, because of online markets, he's not just. His customer base isn't just Abilene. Now he can go United States wide. You know, it's huge.
Just Facebook.
Yeah.
That's literally all he does. He started posting some pictures on Facebook. People started ordering Christmas presents. And before you knew it, he's too busy to stay up with it. But AI's not going to put him out of business.
That's no. What I mean. No, so right. Not him.
People might want to start looking into some hobbies. Yeah.
All right. Craftsmanship.
Yeah, something. Yeah. Something a computer can't do for you.
Are we done with HB3?
Yes, sir.
We got a motion.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me.
I'll make a motion.
Huh?
I'll make a motion.
Got a motion made by John and a second by Tori to approve the HB3 goals as approved, as presented. All those in favor? All those opposed? Passed unanimously. Consider campus security.
I got to look at something for bus seat belts. They're going to have a requirement that all buses have seat belts. And we got to do something before March, and that came up on my computer today, but I hadn't had a chance to talk to Wade about it, so I'll get back with you on it. All five of our new buses have seatbelts. We could run with those five and be fine, but there's two older ones, one of them, that 1992, that I'd like to keep if I could. It was great for just cross-country stuff and stuff around here, but it doesn't have seatbelts. But it also doesn't go over 30 or 40 anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's old. But it's perfect for driving down a dirt road and not having to worry about it pick up kids for cross country. So something we probably need to discuss. I'll see what my options are going to be.
Okay.
All right. That it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Discuss personnel. We don't need to go into.
I don't have anything. I had that on there from last year, and just in case we hired anybody for that kindergarten spot we knew we were going to have open, but we don't have anybody yet. So.
Okay, so consider teacher contract for the 26-27 school year?
Don't have any yet.
Nothing at all.
We will have a kindergarten position, but we haven't. We're going to interview probably pretty quick for it.
Okay. Well, that's teacher contract, not teacher contract. All right. Future business.
Transfers, security. Quarterly report, financial board report, review CDA policies. What's CDA?
That's like our investment policies.
Okay. Teacher contracts, EMAP, and senior trip.
Pretty much it.
Okay.
Sounds great. I'll make a motion to adjourn. I'll second it.
Got a motion by John and a second by Reed to adjourn. All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion.